insufficient without Him. I am nothing without Him. I need Him. In Him I live and move and have my being. Amen. My whole world revolves around Christ. Amen. I don't know what it is, really, to be outside of Christ. Amen. And live a life. Amen. Totally. Amen. Bombarded by the enemies of the devil. I thank God that He brought me in before I got tangled up in that kind of mixture. Amen. But I just can't imagine what it would be like to turn around now and start living the ways of the world, just going and to the bar rooms and the dances and the things, amen, that people seem to get pleasure from. I don't know if I could ever do that, because I'd feel so uncomfortable. Amen. And I'd feel so ashamed. And I'd feel so bad. Amen. Because Jesus hung on a cross to keep me out of those hell holes. Jesus hung on a cross, amen, that He might take us in, amen, to the beautiful city of God. Amen. Thank God for the opportunity to be here tonight. Amen. I'm glad you're here. Amen. Brother Woods asked me to come and to fill in, and I can't do that. I am not a Dan Woods. Amen. Amen. I can't give you what Brother Woods gives you. Amen. But I can give you the Word. Amen. But I just can't do as good as he does it. Amen. But I'm not here to try to do that tonight. Amen. Brother Woods is my pastor too. Amen. I don't have a pastor, so I've adopted Brother Woods to be my pastor. Amen. And I don't think I could find a better one. Amen. You're blessed people. He's a great man of God. I love him. Amen. And I appreciate the opportunity, the confidence he's put in us to be able to come and minister the Word of God. Amen. If you have your Bibles, would you stand? And let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter number 27. Brother Al really couldn't have picked any. I don't really believe he just picked them. I believe he prayed and the Lord led him in the right direction. But he couldn't have chosen any more fitting scriptures to go along with the message tonight. Amen. The Lord spoke this message to me last week. Amen. After that, Brother Woods and I talked, and I knew I'd be coming here. And he said, this is for the Westland Pentecostal Church. Amen. And we're here tonight with the help of the Lord to deliver what I feel like is the will of God. Amen. Acts chapter 27, verse 18 is where we like to start reading. And we being exceeding tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. And the third day we cast out our own hands, with our own hands, the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and have not loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. Amen. You may be seated this evening. With God's help, I want to speak on those few words that Apostle Paul spoke there in verse 25. I believe God. I believe God. Amen. Apostle Paul, as we know, was a great anointed man of God. We all also know that he was not always this kind of man, but rather he was a persecutor of the church. He was one that thought he was doing the will of God, when in actuality he was going against God. And so one day he had to have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord struck him blind there on the road to Damascus. Amen. And he fell blind for 3 days. Amen. And Jesus asked him a question. He said, "Paul, Paul, why persecutest thou me?" Don't you know it's hard to kick against the pricks? Amen. And from that day forward, amen, Paul was a changed man. Amen. He told Apostle Paul, "I'm going to send you, amen, to preach to the Gentiles. Amen. I'm going to tell you and send you, amen, to be a prophet, amen, an apostle among the Gentile nation." And we know how that Ananias came and he prayed for Apostle Paul, and on the third day he received the Holy Ghost. Amen. But we find that Paul lived a rough life. It was not an easy life, amen, which Paul lived after that he was called to preach the gospel. And neither is it an easy life tonight, amen, for you and I. Amen. We face trials and tribulations. Amen. We have troubles on every hand. But can I tell you tonight, I'm not discouraged. Amen. Because I know the one that called me, amen, has assured me that he would be with me until the very end. Amen. So when we see a trial come our way, and when we get in the midst of a storm, amen, we don't have to lose hope, and we don't have to grow weary. Amen. Because we can always count on the promises of God. They are yea and amen. I'll not try to spend a lot of time. The story is very familiar. Amen. Tonight, in which we read from. But we need to notice that when this voyage begins, that Paul is headed for Rome. Amen. We need to look back in Acts chapter 23, verse 11, that Paul was assured of this promise. Amen. The Bible says in Acts 23 and 11, "And the night following, the Lord stood by him," meaning Paul, "and said, Be of good cheer, Paul. As for thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome." Amen. God had already given the promise that he was going to Rome. Amen. I don't care what comes up. I don't care what you face. Amen. After that, the promise has come. After that, it's been declared by the Lord. Amen. Come hell or high water. Amen. The promise will be fulfilled. Amen. God is a God of his word. Amen. And even though we endeavor, amen, on the journey he sent us forth to do, and we get in a spot where we think we're not going over, I'm telling you, we are going over, because the Lord has came by and assured us that we will go over. He said, "You're going." We need to notice that they went off and they set sail for Rome. And they made several stops on the way. And then they got to a place that is called the Fair Havens. Amen. After they spent much time there, in verse number 10 of chapter 27, Paul looks at them. And we've got to remember, Paul is a man of God. Paul is a man of prayer. Paul is a man that orchestrates his life under the leadership of God. Paul doesn't go here and there because Paul wants to. Amen. Paul goes goes because the Spirit is drawing him there. Amen. It do us a lot of good sometimes. Amen. Not to go on our own adventures. Amen. But if we have something we endeavor to do, it's a good chance that we need to seek the Lord first. Amen. And I'm telling you, amen, Paul sought the Lord in everything he did. Amen. And it doesn't say this, but I believe Paul was in prayer. Amen. Paul couldn't see into the future. Paul didn't know what was awaiting them. Amen. But the Spirit revealed to him and says, "Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only to the laden and ship, but also of our lives." Amen. The man of God's on board. And he said, "I don't think we need to go this way." Amen. There's going to be some danger in our way. There's going to be some danger we're going to run into. Amen. But the Bible said in verse 11, "Nevertheless," amen, "the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship," amen, "more than those things which were spoken by Paul." Amen. We see it today. I'm telling you, if we've ever in these last days, amen, tried to find the will of God, we had better do it in the time we're living in. I'm telling you, we're living in a day and an hour where people don't want to hear what the man of God has to say. Paul said, "We can't go. We don't need to go." But the Bible said they listened to the master. They listened to the owner of the ship. I'm telling you, people don't want to hear truth anymore. Amen. They want somebody to tell them, amen, what they're doing's right. But I'm telling you, when you got a man of God that's walking with God, that's anointed of God, you better pay attention to what he's telling you. Amen. Because he's not trying to punish you. He's not trying to hold you back. But he's telling you the things he's telling you. Amen. Because he spent time with God and he sees something down the road. Amen. And you'd be amazed at the people that get mad when the man of God said, "You don't need to do this. You don't need to go this way." Amen. And many times they go ahead and they do it anyway and they find themselves, amen, in ruins. It's kind of like Ahab over in 1 Kings chapter 22. Amen. He came to Jehoshaphat and he said, "I want you to go and fight with me. I want to join up ranks with you." Amen. And Jehoshaphat said, "Why don't we seek the Lord about this? Why don't we go to one of the prophets?" And so Ahab went and got his 450 prophets, 450 devils, and said, "What do you think? Should we go?" "Yeah, go ahead. God's going to give them to you." But let me tell you something, people. Even the sinner knows who's telling the truth. Amen. Jehoshaphat looked at him and said, "Is there not another prophet we can appeal to? Is there not somebody else we can ask his opinion from?" Amen. And Ahab said, "Yeah, there's one of them. Amen. Micaiah. Amen. But I hate him. I don't like him. Amen. He's always telling me something evil." I'm telling you, when you are evil, there ain't nothing to tell you about evil. Amen. He didn't want to hear truth. He didn't want to hear righteousness. And you're in trouble when you'd rather hear a lie than the truth. Said, "I hate him. He always tells me bad stuff." He's not telling him bad stuff. He's telling him something that'll help him live. When the preacher, Brother Woods, gets on us, amen, and starts grinding down and preaching the truth, don't turn him off. Don't turn your head. Amen. Embrace the truth. Amen. Jesus looked at those disciples and said, "The truth will make you free." Amen. There's no other way to be truth or to be free than to embrace the truth of God. Amen. We find that they said that we're going to go on anyway. We're not listening to this man. We're not going to pay attention to what he's saying. Amen. But notice the warning has been given. I'm telling you, there's still some preachers that are sounding the warning. There's still some men of God that are telling the truth out there. Even though there may not be many that want to hear it. Amen, Brother Ross, we better embrace it. We better grab a hold of it. Amen, but the Bible said that truth is falling into the streets. Amen, we're living in a day and an hour where people do not want to receive the truth. They go on. And now they're set sail toward Rome. But somehow or another it don't work out like they thought it would. Isn't that funny? This man don't look so ignorant now. He don't look so foolish now. They keep on going. Amen. And we learn in verse 14. Amen. That there arose a great wind. Amen. They got in a terrible storm. Amen. And the ship was caught. Amen. And they couldn't control it. That's what happens when you do not embrace truth. Amen. The devil has a heyday and it gets out of control. You say it's just one little sin. And before you know it, it's a truckload of sins. And it's taking you by force. And you can no longer control it. The ship is rowing here and yonder. And they're doing everything they can to keep it afloat. I'm telling you, you can make every effort you want to. Amen. But if Jesus Christ is not the captain of your boat, it is going under. But thanks be to God, amen, that when these men were so foolish and decided to do it their way, amen, to their benefit, they had a man of God on board. And I'm telling you people, it may look dark in the hour we're living in. It may look like there's sin abounding on every hand, but God still sees the righteous and God still is in love with us. And God's still going to put His hand on us. And He's going to protect us. And there will not one hair of your head be harmed. Because He loves us. And He will keep us. They couldn't handle it. They started throwing stuff off the boat. Trying to lighten the load. That old boat is a reeling and a rocking. Oh, don't you know some of those men? Man, we should have listened to Paul. Man, we should have listened to him. Oh, it's too late now. Oh, glory. Amen. Haven't you seen some people? They get caught. Amen. They get caught in the act. Oh, then they're sorry, but it's too late now, buddy. Oh, you got to pay the price. Amen. You got caught. You were warned. You were told not to go that way. But you went on anyhow. I'm telling you, you better take heed to the first call. Amen. Because the next time you turn around, it may be out of control and you're in trouble. Paul spoke up in verse 20. And he said, and when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. What is he saying? It's now reached the limit where it's out of our hands. How many has ever got to that point? Amen. You're in the midst of a trial. You're in the midst of a tribulation period. Amen. In which it's got out of your hands. And you don't know what else to do. But thank God Paul knew what to do. Amen. The Bible said, amen, that after a long abstinence, amen, Paul came forth in the midst of them. I'm telling you, God's looking a man, amen, to stand in the gap and to make up the hedge. Amen. We need to know that Paul is a man that's in the midst of a sinful people. Amen. What are we going to do? How are we going to answer? Amen. When the storms are reeling and rocking, what's our response going to be? Are we going to be fearful? Are we going to doubt? like all the rest of the world? Are we, or do we have a relationship with God that we know what to do when trouble comes? Amen. Paul knew what to do. He went and got on his face. He went and talked to the master of the wind. He went and talked to, amen, to the master of the sea. Amen. And he stood forth in the midst. Amen. And said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me. You should have listened. I used to hate when that happened. Daddy say, don't do it. I did it anyway. Told you so. I hate those words. Hey man, but you know what to do to get away from it? Listen. Take heed. Peter, you going to die me three times? No. I'll go to death with you. Jesus didn't say, I told you so, but when he looked at him, his actions did. When Jesus turned his face to Peter, amen, he said, I told you so. You should have listened to me, Peter. Amen. You should have been praying instead of sleeping. Amen. And that's what we got to wake up and do, people. Amen. The Lord's been dealing with us about prayer. Amen. And somebody's got to learn how to get on their face again. And somebody's got to learn, amen, that we're in the midst of a storm. And we got sinners all around us. And what are we going to do? Amen. What's our actions going to be like? Are we going to fit in with them? Are we going to stand up and say, amen, I believe God. Thank God they had Paul on the ship. He said in verse 22, and now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. What a great assurance when the word of the Lord comes. My Lord, it comes sometimes and we don't see how it's going to come through. You tell somebody that's at the rock bottom to look up and trust God, and they just look at you like you're crazy. Amen. But I'm telling you, I've been there. Amen. I've been to the bottom. And I've had to trust God. You've got to learn to trust Him at the bottom and learn how to trust Him on the top. Amen. And learn how to trust Him in the middle. Amen. He'll still be God. Amen. On the mountain. He'll still be God down in the valley. And He'll still be God while you're climbing up the side of the mountain. He's still God. He said, you're not going to die. For there stood by me this night an angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. He said, whose I am. Paul is declaring, he's mine. He's mine. Hallelujah. Then he said, whom I serve. Paul is saying, I'm his. Amen. Paul is identifying. He says, whose I am. Amen. He's mine. Amen. Whom I serve. Amen. When you can serve Him, you can say He's got you. Amen. Paul is saying, I got Him and He's got me. Amen. And I'm telling you tonight, amen, that's the only assurance we need. Amen. The angel of the Lord has stood by me this night and said, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar. Have you ever had the Lord to reassure the promise? Amen. In the midst of the storm. I thank God He'll whisper a hope. Hallelujah. He'll restore the promise, Brother David. Hallelujah. When it looks like it ain't going to happen. When it looks like all hope is gone that we're going to be saved. Hallelujah. He whispers sweet peace under our soul. I'm telling you, people. Amen. Our God is real. Hallelujah. 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 And lo, God hath given them all that sail with thee. He shows mercy not only to Paul, but to everybody with him. It's important what we do. It's important how we live. You don't know the people you're touching. You don't know the people you're affecting. I'm telling you, if we'll stand up for God, amen, and we'll be identified with Him, and in the midst of sin and trouble, we'll stand up and say, He's mine, and I'm His. Amen. Like Paul and Silas did in the Philippian jail. Amen. They didn't get off in a corner and have a pity party, but they sang praises, and they prayed, and they showed the whole world, we may be in a prison, but He's mine, and I'm His. And I'm going to praise Him anyway. And before you know it, amen, He's leading a Philippian jailkeeper and his family to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's important what we do. It's important how we act. Amen. It's important what our response is in the midst of trouble. It amazes me. People claim to be saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost, and trouble come their way and they act just as foolish as the world does. What did Jesus do when Judas come there in the garden? What did He do when those Roman soldiers were with Him? He knew that they were there to get Him, Brother John. He knew that He was getting ready to be beat. But He didn't try to run. He didn't try to lash out. He told Peter, put your sword up. Amen. Who you looking for? Amen. Jesus, I'm Him. I'm telling you, don't be afraid to be identified with Jesus. Amen. Man, what's wrong with you? Amen. Sister Angela, what's wrong with you? Why ain't you crying and upset? Amen. And running here and there, getting on nerve pills because your husband's in the shape he's in. It's because, amen, God is on our side, and whom shall we fear? You think people don't notice those things? Amen. People notice how we act in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul stood up firmly and said, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. Hallelujah. How many tonight can stand up with me and say, I believe God. I believe God. We're out here in the midst of the sea and this thing's a rocking. Amen. And I'm out here with a bunch of sinners. Amen. But I believe God. Amen. It looks like all hope is gone, but the angel of the Lord has come by this night. Amen. And I'm His and He's mine. And He's reassured the promise. And I'm telling you, I believe Him. Amen. Because He's come through before. Amen. He's been to the jailhouse and He's broken the chains of bondage and He set Paul and me and Silas free. I know what it is to call on God. I know what it is to have His assurance, and this time will be like the rest. We will not be heard because I believe God. Hallelujah. I believe God. I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. What is that saying? I don't have any doubt about it. I know it's going to happen. Amen. I've been here before. Hallelujah. I've been here before. Let me tell you this. Amen. When your back is against the wall, just remember His was against the cross. Amen. When you feel like you can't take another step, amen, He is already taking the step for you. Amen. When you feel like giving up and throwing in the towel, amen, Brother Al, amen, read the scripture. Amen. For consider Jesus, who suffered such contradiction of sinners. Amen. Lest you be weary and faint. Amen. We have haven't been through anything that our Lord has not been through. I'm telling you, Jesus is saying, I've been on the waters in the midnight hour and spoken to my disciples. Amen. Fear not, it is I. And Paul said, I believe he's with us tonight. And he's saying, fear not. Amen. It is I. It is I. It is I. Hallelujah. 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 I believe God, Brother Andrew. It don't matter what the sinners say. It don't matter what the boat looks like. It don't matter if all the other little boats have been cut off. I believe God's going to get us out of this mess. I'm not worried about Obama. I'm not worried about America. Amen. Jesus Christ said, He never leave me nor forsake me. He's going to take me on through. We're going to have to face it. We're going to go through some trials. We're going to go through some troubles. Amen. But we got to get to the place where we believe God. Hallelujah. I believe God tonight. Amen. I'm not troubled. I'm not discouraged tonight. Amen. There's a lot of things that ain't going the way I want them. But that don't shake my faith. Amen. Old brother Job lost everything. Amen. All of his children. All of his cattle. Amen. All of his sheep. Everything that he had. Amen. But he stood up in the midst. Amen. And in so many words, he said, I believe God. Hallelujah. How many tonight can stand up in the midst of your raging storm and say, amen, speak to your family, speak to your companion, speak to your children, and say, it's going to be all right. Amen. God has come by tonight and He's reaffirmed His promise. Amen. He said we're going to Rome, and that's exactly where we're going. Amen. We're going to heaven, Brother Andrew, and that's exactly where we're going. We may have a little storm here and there. Amen. But the destination will be reached. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus told His disciples to get on the boat and go over to the other side, and the storm are reeling and rocking, and they begin to cry out in fear. Oh, but I'm telling you, it don't matter if the boat gets full of water. It ain't going to go under because Jesus is on that boat. And they made it to the other side.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Are we an example to this world that we believe God? Is it just words? Is it just motions? Is it just a pretense? Or can we really stand up when the heat is on, when the pressure's turned up? Amen. And stand up and say, I believe God. When sister's gone and backslidden and started drinking and hanging out here and yonder, can we still stand up and say, I believe God that He can save her? When the wife is gone and backslidden, can we stand up and say, I believe God can bring her back? Amen. When the church age is losing its power and compromising, can we stand up and say, I believe God can still have a church? Amen. He's still going to have a people that's hungry and thirsty after righteousness. What is our answer tonight? Are we going to stand up? Or are we going to act like the rest of the world? We cannot let our surroundings determine our actions. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Three oddballs in the midst of Babylon. The king said, I play this music, I'm going to give you another chance. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, I don't know that tune. We're not used to this music. It don't glorify God. It's not pleasing to Him. You can play your music all day long. We ain't bowing. We ain't bending. You don't understand. We're going to throw you in a fiery furnace. It don't matter. I believe God. It don't matter. Hey man, we're going in the fiery furnace one way or the other, but we ain't bowing. Hey man, for we believe God is able to deliver us out of the fiery furnace. And you know what, King? Even if He don't, we still ain't bowing. Now that's faith. It's one thing to know He's going to do it. And it's another thing to say, I don't know. If He don't, I'm still not going to do it. But I'm telling you, if you'll stand up for God, He'll always show up. And they said, we ain't bowing. Amen. And He said, throw them in that fire. Oh, but glory to God. I love this story. Amen. I love this phrase. Amen. The old king looked in that fiery furnace, brother Ross. Amen. And didn't he said to his men there, he said, didn't we cast three men in the fire? Oh, glory to God. But I see four men. Amen. Loosed. Amen. And walking all around. Amen. I'm telling you, before the day was done, the king was saying, I believe God. Don't nobody say nothing about this God. He's real. He'll be in your fire. He'll be in the midst of your furnace. But you got to believe God. Turn with me to John chapter 11. And I'm going to close. If you stand to your feet while you turn. John chapter 11, verse 17. Then when Jesus came, He found that He had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews when came to Mary and Martha, to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met Him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if Thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto Him, I know he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, amen, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And she said unto Him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. Amen. He's already dead 4 days. Amen. And Martha hears that Jesus is on His way. And she came and said, Lord, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. But I like what she said. Amen. But I know, amen, that even now, even though all hope is gone, even though he's dead and his body is stinking, even now I believe that whatsoever you ask God, he will give it to you. Amen. How many can stand up and say, but even now, amen, but even now I believe. But even now, I believe. Verse 28, when she has so said, she's confessed He is the Christ, she went away and called Mary her sister secretly and said, the Master is come and calleth for thee. Her words have changed. She greeted him saying, Lord. And now she tells Mary, the Master is come. Yeah. You know what? Her perspective has been changed. She said, the Master is come. Yeah. You know what I think she believed? The one that has the power over death is here. The Master is here. Not only the Lord is here, but the Master over death is here. I'm telling you tonight, if we can grab a hold of this, amen, if we can realize He's not only our Lord, but He's our Master. And everything in our life, He has control over it. Amen. There is not one thing that can overtake us because He is the Master of our life. He's our Master. He's our Master, people. How many believe God? How many is willing to say, in the face of a world that's filled with sin, amen, and they're saying you got to go along with homosexuality, and you got to go along with this perversion. How many is willing to say, I stand up and I still believe God? How many is willing to stand up and say, amen, when the doctor said it's all over with, to stand up and say, I still believe God. Hallelujah. How about when the devil comes to you and says you might as well give up? Amen. You can't get a prayer through. How many is willing to stand up and say, I still believe God? Amen. How many has He answered prayers for here tonight? I believe He'll do it again. Amen. He'll do it again, Brother David. If you keep your hand in His hand, He will do it again, time and time again. Amen. He loves to hear the cry of His children. Amen. We are the sheep of His pasture. He loves us. He delights in our voice. Amen. Unto Him. I'm telling you, it's time we call out to Him in the midst of trouble. Amen. And say once again, I believe God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to come tonight and gather around this altar. I really feel like somebody needs to grab a hold of this tonight. And they can leave this church house tonight saying, I believe God. Maybe you came in here a little weary. Maybe you came in a little discouraged. Maybe you came in down in the dumps. Amen. Maybe you ain't been in a battle for a month or two. Amen. Maybe you just got in one. Amen. But I want you to leave tonight by the help of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Standing firm and saying, I still believe God. Amen. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow, Brother Andrew. But I still believe God's going to come through. Amen. When Paul got through, amen, telling them what God said He would do, he said, but we're still going to have to go through this. I'm telling you, sometimes we're going to have to go to the end of it. Amen. But I still believe God. And because Paul prayed and obeyed God, 276 men were saved. How much you reckon we can save tonight if we can get enough faith to stand up and say, I believe God? Come on, people. Come to this altar and let's seek the face of God. Amen. If you're discouraged and you need your faith uplifted, He's able to do it tonight. Hallelujah. I believe God. I believe God's in this house tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God.